May 18th, 2014, Sunday afternoon service. Today we are going to look at Psalm 59. To the chief musician said to do not destroy a mikdam of David when Saul sent men and they watched the house in order to kill him. To explain the background, let's look at the 1 Samuel chapter 19 verse 11. Saul also sent messengers to David's house to watch him and kill him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, "If you do not save your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed." So Michal let David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped. We know that King Saul is after David's life, and when we try to decode the scripture to study about the Great Tribulation, this section came up. So we believe this is a foreshadow of what would happen in the Great Tribulation era. Satan will be after the righteous Christians in the time of Great Tribulation. This is the mystery of Kingdom of Heaven, as the Bible says, so you will not find this information in the study guide. But the Bible says, the mystery of the Kingdom of Heaven is given to us, but they are not given to the crowd. This is not what I say, but what God says. And the mystery and the interpretation are given to those who seek the Lord, and it has nothing to do with your social status, income, sex, or age. And if you read this psalm, the warning for the Great Tribulation era, it would help us greatly to know what we should expect in the time to come. There are many Christians who are worried about the Great Tribulation, and when they are in fear, people would come up with a doctrine that teaches them that they would be lifted up before the tribulation, and those who believe in it out of fear would end up losing the eternal life. And also, the important thing is the outcome of this ordeal. Who died in the end? Did Saul kill David, or David kill Saul? Actually, Saul died in the battlefield, and David was later promoted to become a king of a nation. So please remember that this is the pattern you will see in the Great Tribulation era. Paul says in the 1 Thessalonians that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. So there will be martyrs in the tribulation era, but that's not for everyone. There will be some who will survive too, like David. Well, that's what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel. They were thrown into a furnace, and they survived. Daniel survived when he was trapped in the lion's den, but the angel of the Lord came and shut the lion's mouth, and he survived. So that's the pattern of the Great Tribulation. As the Thessalonians said, that Jesus comes to the earth twice, first to free us from our sins, and the second coming to rescue us from the imminent danger of the tribulation era. Also, the psalm's title says, Saul sent men to watch David. I believe this will also happen in the end time to Christians. So we should be always careful not to reveal your whereabouts to people. You should not be posting your address on the internet and the like. And that's why when I post the messages on YouTube, I do not show my face. I know people might think that they only see the desk in the Bible, and it's weird, but that is the reason. I know it is hard to understand this type of persecution now, but people who lived in the communist society said, I read in the book, that they read the Bible and read about the persecution of Christians, and they really understood what it was like to be persecuted for their faith. They said they used codes among themselves to communicate with each other, like disciples following a person who carry a water pot in the Bible to find a room to have the last banquet, the Last Supper. So please note that this will happen to us too, and it would last only for 3.5 years. So do not be discouraged and be prepared for the days to come. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. As I said, the tribulation will come, but this will only be a great opportunity to know that God is truly faithful and He is to be trusted. This is the time the people to be sifted. When the earth is still, you don't know the strength of the house. It could be an old wooden house which looks like it's ready to collapse, or it could be a million-dollar mansion that is made out of steel and concrete. But only a great earthquake will reveal the true strength of the house. I remember Ayako Soga, an author, wrote about her grandkids' account who experienced the great Hanshin earthquake. Her grandson had a school friend who lived in an old wooden house, and the house collapsed and the friend died underneath. So the boy was grieving and his friend's death, saying that I don't know why I survived and he died, because he was a kinder kid and he was smarter than me and better student, and I don't know why he had to die and not me. And his mother almost wanted to tell him that they survived because they live in an expensive house with a solid concrete and steel structure. She could not say that. But when the shaking comes, it reveals what the house is made of, and there will be a time of sifting. Verse 2, deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloodthirsty men. The workers of iniquity in the time of Jesus were the Pharisees and the scribes. They had an appearance of serving God, and they were persecuting Jesus and trying to kill him. They were the one who had the word of God, and they did not understand the word of God. That's why they killed Jesus. And they did so believing that they were doing favor for God. So workers of iniquity of our time would be those who is spreading false doctrine and persecuting the righteous Christians, believing that they are serving God. Jesus was always questioned by religious people over the word of God, and Jesus always had a perfect answer which left them speechless. That kind of attack and challenge will be brought upon our lives too. So please know the word, and not only knowing the word intellectually, but also know the word in your spirit, so that it will become your flesh and blood, and will live in a total assurance of the word. We will be challenged by those who say that there is no hell, like the Pope, or those who believe to be lifted up before the tribulation. But if you know the word, you will not be afraid of the challenge. For look, they lie in wait for my life. The mighty gather around me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves through no fault of mine. This is the time that brother would persecute brother, and you will be charged for things you have not done, like Jesus. He was completely innocent. And you should expect we would experience the same type of persecution because of our righteousness. Verse 4, they run and prepare themselves through no fault of mine. Awake to help me, and behold, you therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be merciful to any wicked transgressors. People will be betraying each other like someone betraying this church and report to the authority, and that this church is teaching dangerous doctrines. Verse 6, at evening they return, they growl like a dog and go all around the city. Biblically speaking, dogs seem to be used to refer a foreigner. In other words, they appear to be serving the Lord, but their action and their speech is no different from the people of the world, and this Christian world is saturated with those people. For example, the Pope and Mother Teresa, they are widely accepted by the world, but it is because they speak like the world. Mother Teresa did not, she did a lot of charitable works, but when it comes to her beliefs, she said things like Hindus would also be accepted by God without accepting Jesus. The Pope also declared to the world that there is no hell, which is contrary to the Bible. In America, when Obama declared that homosexual marriage is legal, I thought this was a sign of the end time. If homosexual marriage is legal, the Bible-believing Christians who are protesting against it become illegal. That's why we see on TV that Christian protesters are being arrested for protesting a gay marriage. Their belief and the action based on the Bible is now illegal in America, a nation of beasts. It is illegal only in America, not here, but at least in America, a nation of beasts, that is the nation I believe the Revelation is referring to. So that is what's happening now, and I believe this will spread to the rest of the world. There will be Christians like foreigner who does not understand the same biblical principle, persecuting other Christians. Verse 7. Indeed, they belch with their mouth, swords are in their lips, for they say, who hears? Again, swords are the word of God, and they will twist the word of God, and that will be their weapons. Verse 8. But you, O Lord, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the nations in derision. I will wait for you, O you his strength, for God is my defense. In the book of Matthew, Jesus said, you will be hated by everyone because of me, and it will happen to us too. My God of mercy shall come to meet me. God shall let me see my desire on my enemies. Do not slay them, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for the cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath, consume them, that they may not be, and let them know that God rules in Jacob to the end of the earth. So David experienced tribulation, but in the end, it was the persecutor who was destroyed. The same thing will happen to us too. Even when we go through a tribulation, it will only last for 3.5 years. And we will momentarily see the world is ruled by ungodly people. But as the verse says, let them know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth. We will also witness God's rule reaching the end of the earth in the end. Verse 14, and at evening they return, they grow like a dog, and go all around the city. Here a dog appears again, a dog, a foreigner-like Christian, whose idea and way of thinking are so foreign to the Bible-believing Christians. And they will be walking around growling like a dog. And they are the ones who would persecute the real Christians. They wander up and down for food and haul if they are not satisfied. And I will sing of your power as I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. So we will be persecuted. God himself will come forward as our defense. In the book of Revelation, the Bible talks about a woman who is given two wings of great eagle. Like eagle or dog, birds are often used to refer to the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit himself will be our help. When I was at my previous church, I started speaking about the end time as I was receiving the revelations. And people stopped talking to me And it got to the point that I didn't even know why I was going to the church since no one was speaking to me. And eventually, the church asked me to leave. I was with the church for so many years and I did many works there, but only one person called me to encourage me when I left. But I figured if the head of the church would not accept what I was saying, the rest of the people were just blindly following him. People at the church were enthusiastic Christians and they loved the Lord, and it wasn't the cult group or anything, but they would only see with their natural eyes and follow what the leader was saying without discerning with the Holy Spirit. So I learned that people are to make mistakes and make a wrong judgment. Even if they're Christians, people are still people. But because of that experience, I do what I do now, and the experience from the past truly benefited me. So for me, God was my defense, and when I was going through this, what God told me about my situation, it turned out to be, as He showed me, God was always right. I knew many Christians, but none of them were my help. God was my help. So, if we find the Lord to be our defense, we have nothing to be afraid of. But if we rely on other Christians, we may be disappointed, since they are also people, and people prone to make mistakes. Now we'll read the last verse, verse 17. To you, O my strength, I will sing praises, for God is my defense, my God of mercy.